about the CEO of Goodyear, who has backed away and said, we've always had a standing policy not allowing our employees to wear clothing supporting a president or any kind of political candidate. I get that. That's fine. But he also said that we are fully supportive of, supporting our police. He had to backtrack on that one. That's unbelievable. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. We'll get to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. We'll also talk about Steve Bannon. Is the president going to have to pardon somebody else? Oh, my God. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At 531, I've got a bird's eye view with the traffic cams and no major setbacks as you travel through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 between Sunset and Sahara. We are getting some slow flows into the Spaghetti Bowl the other direction, 95 east at Rancho. And 515 west at Pecos. You'll tap the brakes there. Got a crash on that transition ramp as you leave the 95 to go Interstate 15 north there on the right shoulder. Give yourself some space. 515 east at Main. We're getting some congestion through there. And some moderate flows right now as you work your way there on the Beltway 215 westbound at the airport connector.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Vegas Golden Knights are just sitting back and waiting to see who they're going to play in the second round of the playoffs. The only other Western Conference team to advance to the second round is the Colorado Avalanche after they knocked off the Coyotes yesterday 7-1 to win that series in five games. The Canucks, they have a 3-2 series lead on St. Louis after winning yesterday 4-3. And there is a possibility that Dallas could advance to the next round. They currently lead Calgary 3-2, and game 6 of that series is coming up tonight. The Las Vegas Aces, they are in action this evening as they'll match up against the Connecticut Sun. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal, with hundreds of your favorite movies, like
Jurassic Park.
And
this is Jason Bourne.
And
E.T.
And don't forget,
Shrek!
Every genre, every mood, for everyone. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. These titles plus E.T., Jurassic Park, The Bourne Ultimatum, and Shrek streaming now. Content availability may vary over time. Some content requires paid upgrade.
Hiring is challenging. Just ask Dylan Miskowitz, the COO of Cafe Altura.
We needed a director of coffee in order to move our products forward. It felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. I have listened to the progression of hearing aid technology for over 30 years, so I'm not easily impressed. But when my resident audio expert Steve Romeo had me listen to a pair of the new Liveo Edge instruments with artificial intelligence, I went, wow! When you tap them twice, you will hear, while they adjust themselves automatically for your best hearing anywhere. No more fiddling with controls. Steve says capability like this would have required a large rack of audio equipment only a few years ago. To hear them yourself, call Shelley at 369-1321. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Earlier today, the president at the White House... his reaction to federal charges being levied against Steve Bannon, apparently a Build the Wall GoFundMe thing. And again, there is the presumption of innocence in our country. Let's go to cut six. This was the president earlier today at the White House and his reaction to these federal charges against the former advisor, Steve Bannon. Here it is.
Well, I feel very badly. I have him for a long period of time, as most of the people in this room know. He was involved in our campaign. He worked for Goldman Sachs. He worked for a lot of companies, but he was involved likewise in our campaign and for a small part of the administration very early on. I haven't been dealing with him at all. I know nothing about the project other than I didn't like when I read about it. I didn't like it. I said, this is for government. This isn't for private people. And it sounded to me like showboating, and I think I let my opinion be very strongly stated at the time. I didn't like it. It was showboating and maybe looking for funds, but you'll have to see what happens. I think it's a very sad thing for Mr. Bannon. I think it's surprising, but this was something, as you know, just by reading social media and by reading whatever it is and by speaking to Mike and all of them, I didn't like that project. I thought that was a project that was being done for showboating reasons. I don't know that he was in charge. I didn't know any of the other people either. But it's sad. It's very sad.
That was the president earlier today. Now, one of the things that I want to make sure we get this in, because this was so egregious. Hillary was on the show last night. Okay. And in the course of her comments, she talks about how Trump will try and steal this election. There is absolutely zero evidence. Can I tell you something? If somebody came to me and said, are you going to accept the results of this election? If there's widespread cheating, I would have to wait and see what there is out there. Am I going to, before the fact, accept a rigged election? Nobody in their right mind would do that. No, would you accept that? I would not accept that. You know, if there's widespread, if we find out that this mail-in voting thing is a fraud, if we find out that it's you know, that this election, this mail-in voting, is fraught with illegality, should the president accept the outcome? Hell no. That's what's so bizarre to me, is that they're asking this president to accept a pig in the poke before the fact, not after the fact. That's not the way we do it here in America. And by the way, by creating this hybrid voting, this mail-in voting, It's asking for a disaster. It is fraught with peril. I'm sorry, but it is. When we come back, I'll let you hear Hillary Rodham Clinton and her explanation. And by the way, is she the worst person, the absolute worst person to be consulting with on elections? This is the woman that said, I don't need to go to any of those Rust Belt states. Come on. We're going to break that glass ceiling. And then all of a sudden you find out, oops, sorry, never mind. stick around. More to do is I'm just dumbfounded why they would put Hillary Clinton out there last night. I know you have to, kind of, sort of, because she did run last time. But she also failed last time. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
complex problems and complex solutions.
There's no simple kind of knee-jerk, one-liner response to this kind of challenge.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio. Done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY. At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Call 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767. Make that chronic pain go away. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. In our final segment, we always give you the opportunity to kind of turn the tables. For the first 2 hours and 45 minutes, we essentially dictate where we take the show. We talk about the news of the day. You may want to talk about something different, and that's okay. It's all right. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And as we saw earlier, first-time callers get a little extra love. Yeah. And we've had a couple of first-time callers just here today. So if you want to join us, you're welcome to do so. We'll get your calls on. Jim Dallas will screen the call. He'll whisper in my ear that you're a first-time caller, and we'll all give you a little extra love. We might even move you up. We might move you up in line. How about that? 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Now, Hillary was the last person that should be talking about presidential elections. She screwed it up royally for the Democrats, and it was sad. I mean, it was really sad. Everybody and their brother expected her to win. Even up to that night, people went to the hotel in New York City, and they absolutely believed Hillary was going to be the next president. And then the numbers started coming in. Anyway, here was Hillary, who is now afraid that she spoke last night at the Democrat National Convention and is now convinced that Trump is going to try and steal the election. Here it is.
Years, people have told me, I didn't realize how dangerous he was. I wish I could do it all over. Or worst, I should have voted. Look. This can't be another woulda, coulda, shoulda election. If you vote by mail, request your ballot now and send it back right away. If you vote in person, do it early. Become a poll worker. Most of all, no matter what, vote. As Michelle Obama and Bernie Sanders warned us, if Trump is reelected, things will get even worse. That's why we need unity now more than ever. Remember back in 2016 when Trump asked, what do you have to lose? Well, now we know. Our health care, our jobs, our loved ones, our leadership in the world, and even our post office. But let's set our sights higher than getting one man out of the White House. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are going to give us so much to vote for. Let's vote for the jobs that Joe's plan will create. Clean energy jobs to fight climate change. Caregiving jobs with living wages. Vote for emergency relief that lifts small businesses and saves hardworking people from foreclosures and evictions. It's wrong that billionaires got $400 billion richer during the pandemic while millions lost their $600 a week in extra unemployment. Vote for the parents and teachers struggling to balance children's education and safety, and for healthcare workers fighting COVID-19 with little help from the White House. Vote for paid family leave and health care for everyone, for Social Security, Medicare, and Planned Parenthood. Vote for dreamers and their families. Vote for law enforcement, purged of racial bias that keeps all our streets safe. Vote for justice for George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, because Black lives matter. Vote for honest elections so we, not a foreign adversary, choose our president. Vote for the diverse, hopeful America we saw in last night's roll call. And don't forget, Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me. So we need numbers overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory.
Ooh, little dig. The fact is that Hillary blew that election. That was obvious. There were people that stayed home that just said, I can't vote for her. And that's what's sad. Here's what she did not mention. She mentioned, oh, we're going to have all these new jobs. She neglected to tell you. I mean, this is almost sad that by destroying America's energy sector, the Green New Deal, it would crush more than 10 million jobs on day one. That's what's sad. Meanwhile, the president today was in Pennsylvania talking positively about the future, essentially running on his record, and his record's pretty damn good. I mean, the president was out there, as he has been all week long. Where's he been? He's been to Mankato, that's Minnesota, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Yuma, Arizona, and near Scranton, Pennsylvania, the hometown, the birthplace of Joe Biden. I mean, he went right into the Rust Belt today, and that's great. I expect we're going to see more of this, these so-called hanger speeches, because to me, they're scaled down, but they look great. The problem is that what the Democrats are doing, keeping Joe in the bunker. He can't do that much longer. He is almost going to have to come out from the bumper, or from the bunker, excuse me. We were getting ready for some bumper music coming up a little bit later on. No, but that's exactly what's going on. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Thursday. We are inching ever closer to the weekend. You got plans for the weekend? I am going to be poolside. I'm going to be poolside this weekend. And it can get as hot as it wants to. But my pool just opened. And so now I'm going to my community pool. Yeah. So I'm going to be able to be out there with them. I'm so excited about that. Stick around. We'll get to some calls coming up on the other side. Is that fair? You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Thursday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, The Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Uh-oh. Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper. But you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Hey, it's Heidi Harris. Join me this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Johnny Walker RV, 4784 Boulder Highway. While you're checking out the RVs, have a port-a-sub sandwich and dessert on me. Looking forward to seeing you all out there at Johnny Walker RV on Saturday.
Real news. No spin. Get real reporting. Honest analysis. And straight talk. From Bill O'Reilly and the O'Reilly Update. Weekday mornings at 8:45 on The Heidi Harris Show on AM 670 KMZQ. It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're getting ready for night number 4. Night number 4. This is the one where Joe Biden actually speaks. That'll be coming up, and I'm guessing within an hour we'll have Joe Biden, which will be fascinating. I want you to hear Bret Baier, Fox News anchor. And I thought his description last night, this is cut 5, the one-word description he gave for night 3 of the Democrat National Convention I thought was incredible. Listen to this.
Surreal is really the word.
Yes.
And it's historic. It's the first woman of color on a major ticket in the U.S. But surreal to see that empty room, and also surreal to see Joe Biden, who will accept his party's nomination tomorrow, socially distant, kind of bowing to her. Whether they've been tested or they could hug maybe just for tonight, I don't know.
The it speech would be itself, nice, right?
The speech itself, hitting some points, obviously very aggressive about Donald Trump, saying at one point, "I know a predator when I see one," and pausing there.
Yeah.
She referenced slightly her time as a prosecutor, the Attorney General of California and the San Francisco District Attorney. She said, "I stood up, Kamala Harris, for the people." She seemed to indicate that they think there might be a vaccine on the horizon, but she went on to say there is no vaccine for racism, which was a kind of an interesting line.
Single. There you have it. There's no bet on this, believe it or not. There's no bet, but we're following the Cardinals-Reds. I'm a big Cardinals fan, and the gentleman, Jim Dallas, is a Reds fan. And right now, Cincinnati 3, St. Louis 2 in the bottom of the second inning. It's been a crazy first couple of innings there. That's going to do it today. Tomorrow, we will celebrate the best day of the week, and we'll do that with the Friday song. We always have fun on Fridays, don't we? If you've never experienced a Friday version of the show, make sure you're with us tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Complex problems and complex solutions.
There's no simple kind of knee-jerk one-liner response.